Welcome to the Geek Speak Podcast, where we lift the curtain on the world of community banking. I'm your host, Lincoln Parks, and I'm here to tell you there's a lot more to your local bank than meets the eye. For years, I was on the inside as marketing director and chief innovation officer at a community bank. Yes, I saw the spreadsheets, the loan files, but most importantly, I saw the stories. Stories of dreams funded, businesses built, lives changed, all thanks to the power of local banking. This podcast is about peeling back those layers, having honest conversation with the minds behind it all, the bank presidents, the fintech visionaries, and the folks who are shaking up things from the main street to the digital frontier. We'll be pulling up a chair right next to them, asking the questions you might be wondering. The real deal on community banking. What makes it tick? What are its challenges and why you should care? The Geek Speak Podcast isn't just about numbers and algorithms. It's about the heart and soul of community banking, the relationships, the trust, and the shared prosperity. It's about how these local heroes are building a brighter future one small town at a time. So whether you're a business owner, a homeowner, or simply curious about the world of finance, grab your headphones, get comfy, and join us on this journey. Because on the Geek Speak Podcast, we're not just talking about banking. We're talking about building a better future together. Welcome, everybody, to the Geek Speak Podcast. My name is Lincoln Parks, and today I have on a special guest. I have Ms. Christina Morris from the ICBA, VP of Innovation. Christina, welcome to the Geek Speak Podcast.
Thanks so much, Lincoln. It's good to speak with you.
Awesome. So, Christina, if you can, just briefly tell us and tell those that are listening and watching, what does the ICBA do for community banks?
Yeah, sure, of course. So ICBA is the Independent Community Bankers of America. We're a national trade organization that is really focused on a singular mission of creating and promoting an environment where community banks flourish. So we represent the interests of community banks and solely community banks, and have been doing that for nearly 100 years.
Wow. So I remember when we met, and I know it was just briefly, I was at FinTech Atlanta, a board meeting, and you were at FinTech Atlanta, then you made the transition to ICBA. So tell us a little bit about that transition and what you're doing now with the ICBA.
Sure. So about 4 years ago, back in, it was longer than that, back in 2017, I started working for an organization called FinTech Atlanta, which was really focused on helping raise the profile of Atlanta as the place to think of first to build or grow your fintech company or innovation center. I don't think a lot of people knew that Atlanta really has a huge group of fintech companies, all from startups to Fortune 500s that are either based here or have some sort of large presence. And so we were really dedicated to having more people realize just how big of a player Atlanta is in that market. And so worked there for several years. And through that work, had spent some time talking to some of our other ecosystem partners, which included ATDC, which is the Advanced Technology Development Center based over at Georgia Tech. And yes. FinTech Catalyst, who was at ATDC at the time, Charles Potts, and I got to know each other a little bit. He transitioned over to ICBA as the Chief Innovation Officer here. And I just had the lovely opportunity of becoming one of the early staff people for the department focused solely on innovation. So this was one of the third pillars of ICBA now. So ICBA, forgive me, is really focused on three things, advocacy, education, and innovation. Innovation yes. is probably the newest pillar in that. When people think of a trade association, of course, they think about advocacy. When they think about education, it's about helping community bankers who are either very new to the field or looking at their continuing education. And then the innovation side of it is really about making sure that we are providing opportunities for our bankers to get connected to the products and services that really will help their banks continue to be competitive and efficient and profitable. And so that's everything from those products and services everybody still uses, from, you know, insurance, reinsurance, check writing, all the way through to some of the newest innovations to help their community banks continue to compete in the market.
Yeah, and you know what? You said something there where community banks are having to compete in the market, and that's huge, because I used to work in a community bank, and I know that we had a lot of gaps in the community bank. We didn't have someone that was specifically the innovation person. You know, I assumed that role eventually, but do you see, like, in your experience, do you see a lot of community banks that, you know, are starting to come on board with fintech products and starting to kind of close those gaps and also have the expertise?
Sure. So, you know, because we represent community banks across the country, we recognize that they're all in very different places in their digital transformations. And so some of them are really just dipping their toe in the water, trying to figure out which products and services make the most sense for them, given the market that they serve. And so right. we try to find products that are companies, really, that have something that their banks really need. We have others that are very much interested in finding all of the latest innovations that can continue to help their banks. And so, you know, we'll have some that are always constantly saying, can you send us more fintech companies that really have some great things that are going on for them that we could potentially use in our banks. And so, right. you know, I've been at ICBA for almost 3 years. Yeah. I've seen some where there are banks that, you know, a lot of the staff are wearing multiple hats. And so they're doing a little bit of everything, including the IT and innovation work. And right. then we have some now that have their own chief innovation officers who are really spending a lot of time looking at all of the strategies that they need to implement for their banks. And so we see it all. But right. what we're excited about is that our first year of doing this accelerator program that we had, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's about 30 banks that came through that first program. And then over the last year or so, you know, we have everything from, you know, a couple hundred banks that are coming and having one-on-one conversations with our fintech companies to see if this is a group that they want to work with.
Wow, that's really promising to see that it's been growing like that over the period of time that it's been launched. Do you see, how do community banks, even, you know, if they want to reach out to you guys and say, look, I want to be a part of something, how what's that process look like?
Sure. So any community bank that is interested in coming to our innovation programming, so it's not just the accelerator, by the way, you know, we offer programming throughout the year that are for our ICBA banks. And so we have our accelerator program, which is a 10-week program held twice a year now. And banks can sign up either to have a one-to-one meeting with those fintech companies or one-to-many. So one of the things that we've sort of implemented now and actually happening on Thursdays is what we're calling Think Tech Thursdays, where our six okay. companies in the accelerator can come through, present to a group of bankers who can then ask questions about those companies to learn a little bit more about their implementation, their pricing model, all of those types of things, and help provide additional feedback to those companies. Or they can do it on a one-to-one basis. We also have a webinar series on a variety of things for our bankers to learn a little bit more about innovations in the market. So it's everything from, we've done webinars on crypto, banking as a service. AI was the last one that we did. And then we also have other opportunities for fintech companies to present to our bankers for solutions that are really of interest to our bankers. Right. So we have pitch events that are focused on specific topic areas, everything from ag tech to fraud.
Wow. I'm looking at some notes and because it's I know with all of the things that you guys are doing at the ICBA, there's a focus area for some banks that, you know, they may be focusing on deposits, or they may be focusing on lending, or, you know, is there a common theme that you guys are seeing now?
So we're always constantly listening to our bankers as to what they want to see, what are the things that are of interest to them or keeping them up at night. And, you know, as always, we've heard, you know, fraud is a big issue for them. Want to make sure that they're doing that. But talent is just as much of an issue, where you're wanting to make sure that you're keeping and retaining your talent, and attracting new talent to work at your bank. And so, you know, the newest things that we're focusing on for our accelerator, fraud continues to be one of those issues that we will continue to source fintech companies that can help our banks mitigate that risk.
Yeah. And so, okay. So you mentioned the talent, right? So how is the ICBA working with community banks now, that relationship to foster great talent? Like, what are some of the things that are happening?
So ICBA has an entire education arm called ICBA Education that is really focused on providing opportunities for those newest bankers to learn together and get together, talk about some of the things that are of import to them. And when it comes to talent, you know, we know that this is something that our banks are really interested in. And so there are those opportunities for us to also make sure that we're engaged in our local areas to help people sort of think of community banking and banking in general as something that is really exciting that they want to get involved with, because there's a lot of opportunity out there in various verticals. But one of the things that we want people to think of is that banking is a good place to be. It's an exciting place to be. And so we're trying to really help people see just how much opportunity there is within a bank to learn various aspects of the bank, because it's right. One of those things that in their own community they can continue to learn and grow and serve.
Yeah, I'm glad that relationship has been created, and you guys have an arm specifically for education. I know, you know, I sit on the board of Southern Crescent Technical College here in Henry County, and they are also thinking of launching a fintech program. I mean, it's become such a huge topic. And the banks and also closing some of those gaps that I see many institutions now, that they're looking at, you know, this is a major need, and that talent and growing that talent is big. So I can see a lot of, institutions like Southern Crescent and these other technical arms and universities are starting to offer fintech programs.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us, most of the education work that we do is really focused on those new and existing bankers. And I think that when our banks are out in their communities talking about all of the great things that they're doing to support their communities, and some of the ways that they're working with innovative companies, with their fintech relationships, that's where those college students and younger students might say, hey, this is a place that I want to be. So we're really very excited about that. And, you know, this is not ICBA specific, but, you know, here in Georgia, we're really excited to have those types of relationships with folks like the Georgia FinTech Academy that are really focused on trying to get that next generation of folks into fintech, and then their relationship with CBA of Georgia specifically, and really trying to get more people to think about fintech as a place to be. So it's just been really interesting to see the growth around the country and the interest in fintech.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Christina, I really appreciate you coming on and just sharing, you know, about yourself and about the ICBA and the great things that you guys are doing over there. So I have one last question for you. and that is, do you have any hidden talents that nobody knows about?
Oh my gosh. I don't think so. And I mean, I think that if people were to look at me and say, oh, I know all about Christina, I think the only thing that I would say is that I used to be really good at a specific type of juggling, but I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that is not something most people know because I haven't done that in a really long time.
Gotcha. Okay, so when I see you, because I'm coming to some of these events, I'm gonna bring some stuff and we gotta juggle it up.
Oh, it's not even that. I can't even remember the name of it, but there was something that it has like two sticks and a string, and then you're juggling like a little. I wish I even remember the name of it, but you could do tricks with it and, you know, throw it up in the air. It's actually weirdly good at that. No, I'm actually incredibly uncoordinated. So this is probably not something I'm going to show off to you at any point.
Well, I'm going to, you know, YouTube is your friend. So I'm going to go on YouTube and look this up so I can see what it is.
Oh, goodness. No, I probably should have come up with something better, but it's out there now. So
no, that's great. That's great. Christina, again, thank you so much. Truly appreciate you being on. And definitely, I'm going to have to stop by one of you guys' events and get out there and get back in the flow of things with you.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Christina.
So Lincoln, I think whenever we speak about community banks, all the CEOs and everybody are thinking about how do we compete with the big banks, mm-hmm. right? The big banks are everywhere. They have bigger budgets. They, of course, use expensive products, and they're spending millions in ads. You see on Instagram, you see on Google, I mean, you see everywhere, right? So as a community bank and as Lincoln James, helping a community bank market it better, how do you basically reduce the gap?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that question, because when we...